Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We'll get into some local good stories of the day. But we kick this hour off on Thursdays the way we like to with our good story of the day, our feature good story of the day, our pet of the week from the Southland County Humane Society. We're joined by Tim from over there. Hey, Tim, good to see you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Want to thank our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Find out more about them at TJsAuto.net, TJsAuto.net, and visit them at 3277 State Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support those that support us. We appreciate our friends over at TJ's.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, it's great to see you. You got some news that we wanted to start off with. Follow-up, actually.
Yeah, it's a follow-up from last time. First, we'll do the pet of the week.
Oh, okay, great.
Right off with the pet. We have a little different one. This one, it's a cat.
All right.
But it's got an odd name, so I'll let you pull it up. It's Woodpecker. That's the name we have.
I love animals named after other animals.
That's great. That's great.
Well, I think the staff basically picks out these names.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah. And they do a good job with it, too. Oh, that is a cute cat.
Hundreds and hundreds of animals. Yeah. That's hard to
get. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Very cute coat, too. Very interesting coat. I should say handsome coat. He's a male. Actually, a handsome coat on him.
Yes, it's a domestic short hair, a mix, the male.
Mm-hmm.
He's 5 years old. I believe he's a surrender, black and white.
Yeah.
So that is the pet of the week. But I also want to mention that we have almost capacity.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of cats. I just looked last night with the staff, checked, and apparently every kennel in the shelter is full.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hmm.
Yikes. Well, we had a run of kittens.
Oh, yeah.
So
yes.
There was a lot of 6-8 litters, and now they're all coming in from foster.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll be available for adoption.
Hmm.
So the dogs also, we are right at capacity again. So if you need a pet, come on
now's
down.
Now's a good time.
Take a look.
Yeah, now is a really good time.
On the dogs, though, remember, you have to look online, have an application, and then do a meet and greet. We don't have people coming in when they want at all hours looking at the dogs because it riles them up.
Yeah, it's just not so good for the animals. And it's tough enough for these animals being in a lot of the situations they're in. And they're confused. They're just trying to, live.
Yes.
Having multiple people coming in and out and everything, it'd just be not only bad for the animals, but it's also not that great for people. I've worked in shelters before that did that, and in the time that I was there, they stopped doing it because it wasn't good for the people as much as the animals.
Correct.
And oftentimes we are our shelter here is at capacity, and we need all hands on deck, and we need to get these animals into good homes, but not just any home. The right home.
The right home. Exactly correct.
That's really important to this. And it's important for the family as much as it is the animal. It's best for both. So doing something like that, I admire that. I think that that's a really smart way to handle things, Tim. And it's great to hear that our shelter does that.
And now you brought up a point, and I did, before I get into the other stuff, if anyone wants to volunteer, we do have openings.
Ooh.
Or in the cat room, come in and socialize, or you can help clean.
Mm-hmm.
We have hours for that. And the dog room, if you want to do some dog walking, socializing, we do have training. Actually, on Saturday, our volunteers are going to be trained by a professional in how to
Very
walk,
cool.
what to do.
Nice. Very cool.
And having the staff leash up some of the dogs. Some are a little bit more excitable.
But yeah.
As you pointed out, it was pointed out to me a long time ago that the animals we have, it's like kind of like being in prison.
Yeah.
So they are in that cage so much. We try to get them out as much as possible.
Yeah.
Just to get them exercise and get them out of that kennel environment. So if you want to come and help, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate any volunteering anybody can do out there. And that also includes if you are picking up dog food and can grab an extra bag or kitten food, especially cat food, especially as it is always kitten season. There's always a lot of cats. You could always use things like that as well. So keep that in mind. There are a lot of ways to impact your Humane Society and help them do the vital work that they are doing.
Correct.
Woodpecker's an awesome cat, man. That's a great cat. It's a 5-year-old, is neutered, declawed, is microchipped too, keeping that in mind as well. You wanted to a follow-up on a story from last week, Tim.
Well, yeah, we've been talking more and more about the stray animals, which are typically, it's called at large in the statute, as I said. And I wanted to just cover a little bit of the area again about the non-contracted municipalities.
Okay.
Because that was, I know, a shock to you.
Yeah, it was.
That. And so what we do and how we have to figure this out is when someone calls or we get a report of these strays, this is where the animal is found. Mm-hmm. So we have to check and say, where did you find the animal? Mm-hmm. There is a website we go to, a county map, mm-hmm. that has all the addresses. And then we have to determine the proper township. Mm-hmm. Because now this is actually covered by state statute. Mm-hmm. On what we have to do. Hmm. Now, if there's a non-contracted municipality, we have to inform the caller that this is your municipality doesn't want a contract. So we cannot be the authorized agent for them. We receive no support from the animals within that jurisdiction. Hmm. We give them the name of the person in the local township who wants to be contacted for this. So there are different ones. It could be the chairperson, could be the clerk, could be whoever. Mm-hmm. They can call. Now, sometimes we get a call back and say, well, they're not going to do anything. They don't want to. Mm-hmm. What do? We want to give it to you. Well, on cases like that, we have to check first for kennel capacity.
Right, right.
Obviously. And, you know, it's a sad fact of life, but the contracted municipalities come first, because they are doing the right thing.
Yeah,
right.
I hate to put it in that term, but
no, but it's true. The law. That's the way it is. Yeah,
right. And then if we do have room, we would have to charge the person, you know, the fee because the municipality won't cover it.
Yeah.
Now that can be a sticky situation because it's not their pet.
Mm-hmm.
So. And we need to provide food, shelter, water, vaccines, initial vet, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
Now, it could be we will find the owner immediately if they're microchipped.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, we don't know.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of variables.
Mm-hmm.
And also then if someone calls about surrendering their own personal pet and they live in a non-contracted area that also makes things difficult.
Yeah, I was wondering about this.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
There's a lot of there's a lot of overlapping and not enough overlapping in some ways when it comes to this. And it's way too confusing. It is way too confusing, and it doesn't need to be. This doesn't have to be that complicated of a subject.
Well, and a lot of this, too, if people want to look, the thing they can look at, because if they would have a pet, let's say they find on their property, and they want to keep it, well, you have to check with Chapter 170 in the state statutes, which is strays and lost chattels.
Yeah.
So there are certain rules that have to be followed. And a person cannot just say, well, that's mine. And wait a period of time and it's mine.
Yeah.
No. That's where this comes in with the notifying the township, because that's what state statute says has to be done.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's
understood.
It's complicated.
It is way too complicated, and I understand that it's not necessarily a black and white subject. There's a lot of gray area, but at the same time, I think that it doesn't necessarily need to be this complicated. I do encourage people, if you have questions, if you're not sure about some of these things, reach out to our Humane Society or reach out to a Humane Society near you to find out more when you have questions. It's always a good resource.
Your listeners can't tell.
Yeah, but I mean, there are pages here. Yeah.
These are
going through.
And that is what our people have to carry with them.
Yeah.
Or when we get these calls, our on-call people have to know what to say.
Yep.
As much as I want people informed about the knowing this because of animals and such, I also want people to understand and have a little empathy for our Humane Society shelter workers and the things that they have to know and do. You are not just walking a dog. That's not the job. There are so much layers and so much that goes into this job. And it's all the more reason why it's all hands on deck. We want as much help as we can get, whether it's volunteering or dropping off items or spreading the word about these animals animals too.
Yes.
Like the Humane Society's Facebook page, you can share these things on your page, and you just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. And find out, you know, other ways that you can help out the Humane Society. I appreciate the
What you just said about the sharing. We have had some difficulties, just so people know. For some reason, whatever, Meta, whatever,
yeah.
Whoever owns this Facebook, have determined that we are some kind of non-entity here.
Yeah,
so they're deleting, if you want to repost, I'm sure you've heard this.
Yeah, yeah. I've had it happen to me.
So,
it makes no sense.
As with anything, this is not something we want.
Right.
So you can keep trying or change a few words. Sometimes that's
what I did.
Yes.
I changed the link up a little bit and just a couple things here and there. But I have made multiple complaints to whoever, if anybody is listening over at Facebook, this and everything.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not. But apparently. But that's where, okay, well, then we take it on ourselves. If they're not going to do it, we'll do it. And we'll make it work. And we'll make sure to get the word out about these animals and make sure more and more people find out about woodpecker and some of these other great animals over there, Tim.
And thank you both again for having this show and doing this. It's a nice public service, and it makes a big difference for us.
We're a
glad
team.
To hear it.
We're a team.
Yeah.
All of us in this community, we're a team. We work together, and we want to spread the word about these things. We appreciate you coming down every Thursday and hanging out with us and talking about these things and informing our audience, because I think I know for a fact a lot of the stuff you just shared in the last couple of times with us isn't common knowledge.
No,
it's
not
stuff
at all.
That in a, it's, we need it to be. We,
it
we
wasn't
need,
to me. Yeah.
I can imagine. We say a gigantic big shout out to our friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They've got trucks, large variety of trucks from a small SUV to a work truck. We've got them all. Stop out today and drive home with a brand new truck. Again, support local, support those that support us. Our friends at TJ's Auto are at 3277 State Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-203-8346 and find out more at their website, tjsauto.net, tjsauto.net. And you can find out about woodpecker and so many of these other great animals at our Humane Society by giving them a call at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. You can email the Humane Society at swchs@swchs.com. And keep in mind, they're located at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. That is where you'd go to volunteer. And to find out more about that and other things, their website, swchs.com. And be sure to follow them on social media and share their pages, share their posts. And if they take them down, just change a word or two and it'll change up. But we appreciate you helping us spread the word about our Humane Society and doing the good work they're doing. Thanks again for the time, Tim.
You bet. Thanks, gentlemen.
Seth and I will be back with more on the show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Welcome back to the show. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Big shout out to our friends over at the South County Humane Society and TJ's Auto, giving us a great start to the hour. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Seth and I are getting into some entertainment news now, and we've got to talk Mel Brooks in a moment here, Seth. I'm dying to, but I have to kind of pull a bit of an audible. I plan out a lot of our shows in the weekend and throughout the week when we have breaking news and different things come up.
Right.
And I had this segment all lined up, but then last night I don't know about other people, but one of the things, if I'm trying to wind down at the end of the night and I'm looking for palate cleansers, things to calm me and stuff, I end up watching, like I've mentioned before, these fun animal combination videos, you know, a duck and a dog hanging out or
right.
something like that. But I also, I tend to look at movie trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy them. And I don't know if I've ever recommended a trailer before. And I am hesitant to do it oftentimes because obviously a trailer can be really good, but the movie cannot be.
Right.
And we see that all the time.
Or misleading.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's happened before too.
But I get really excited about movies and I get excited about performances in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, when it comes to actors that are up and coming or are just in the process of hitting their prime.
Okay.
Much like an athlete that we see hitting their 25, 27 year age or
something
like that. And you really get the chance to see these people being comfortable while also having their skill set at the top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Patrick Mahomes of acting right now is Timothy Chalamet. By far and away. Yep. I mean, it's not even close. There's nobody even in his even clipping at his heels right now as far as young actors go, in my opinion.
Right.
This kid is only getting more and more talented, working harder and harder at the craft, and staying more and more grounded, which is key to all of this.
Right.
He has a really good mom. He has he's very close with her. He brings her to award shows. He
so sweet.
He just seems to have his feet on the ground, which is also advancing his career and helping it get better at things.
Right.
And I keep thinking every time I see him, well, okay, that's pretty darn good. I don't know how he's going to top that. And I clicked on a trailer last night, A Complete Unknown. And the image is just a man playing a guitar with a spotlight. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what this movie was about or anything. And immediately I see Edward Norton as Pete Seeger.
Yep.
And Edward Norton looks like Pete Seeger. And Edward Norton is an incredible actor. And he's acting, and he's being Pete Seeger, and he's talking about this young guy that he just saw, this young artist coming up that looks really interesting. He's a complete unknown. And then I hear the voice of what I think is Bob Dylan, but it's Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking and sounding like Bob Dylan. Like nobody, I've heard, we've all heard our lives. You mean, man, we've heard plenty of impressions of Bob Dylan our whole life.
Right.
The opening shot of him, it's from behind, and the camera slowly comes around to where you see his face, and you just hear his voice, and you can tell it's Timothy Chalamet singing, but he's singing just like Bob Dylan. And then you see him, and you're like, how is one of the most handsome people in the world going to look like Bob Dylan? And he does.
To be fair, Bob Dylan, when he was younger, he looked a lot better than he does.
Good point. Very good point.
He was pretty handsome.
But this is about the beginnings of Bob Dylan's career and him being a complete unknown and coming literally out of nowhere and taking the music world by storm from grassroots. Not from a social media campaign, not from a bunch of people promoting his work or anything like that, but literally from the grassroots, from the ground up.
Yep.
And you've got, as I mentioned, Edward Norton as Pete Seeger, Boyd Holbrook, another great young actor, as Johnny Cash, Will Harrison as Bob Newhart, Benedict Cumberbatch as an older Pete Seeger.
got two Pete Seegers in it. I love it.
Eli Fanning is Sylvia Russo. And again, Timothy Chalamet is Bob Dylan. Go ahead and check out the trailer. See what I'm talking about, because it really gave me goosebumps. And
that's
I'm not a big Bob Dylan guy.
That's it. For people who know you, realize, you're not a huge Dylan fan.
I'm actually, I don't agree with everything Bob Dylan has ever said and done, certainly. But I probably like Bob Dylan more the person than I do his music.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really grow up on a lot of Dylan. But I respect the man, and I respect his career very much. And I have never really gotten into biopics that are about an artist I don't really get into.
Mm-hmm.
So this really blew me away. Not only that, the performances that I saw in the little bit that I did, but the fact that I want to see a movie about Bob Dylan. I don't know if I've ever felt that way before. It all starts with his performance, with Timothy Chalamet's performance that I saw. It's an incredible clip.
You know, that's kind of cool. That's kind of what movie stars are supposed to do, right?
Yep.
They're supposed to draw people in with their performance and with that. So you're right. I think he may be at the top of the list right now. He's the one.
I have already, as a voter on the Oscars, written his name down. Like that, I've already written it. I'm not saying I'm going to vote for him, but I've already written his name down.
It's going to be on there.
Well, this is something that we've seen going back to Ray with Jamie Foxx or Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. The rise of these kind of biopics has been going on for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing more and more. One of the things that you'll hear in the background as an actor, oh, you want to win an award? Play somebody.
Yeah,
like that's one of the go-tos. If you've got somebody that's always wanted to win an award or something, that's a go-to. I'm not saying that's what they're doing in this movie.
No.
But that is just as a sign of, you're going to be seeing this
play kid. Play a famous person, right?
Yeah. It's one of the few things in his short career that he's been missing so far. It is kind of the acclaim as far as from critics, as far as like a true performance. Everybody talks highly about his acting, but he hasn't done something like this before.
Right.
This is going to be a feather in the cap, I think, for Timothy Chalamet, which is really impressive in a young career.
And here's hoping that, I mean, and I hate to say this because poor Timothy Chalamet, he's a gorgeous person, you know, like someone who's, you know, very aesthetic, you know, traditionally attractive like he is. You don't get the same kind of you know, laudits for your acting because, you know, oh, look how handsome he is kind of thing. It tends to work against your talent sometimes. But he's already shown that he can work way past that. I mean, he's already been doing it.
Leonardo DiCaprio had to get a dad bod to get an Oscar nomination. It's all serious. It could not be more serious about this. Yep. I've never been able to wrap my mind around this. Putting Leonardo DiCaprio's personal life aside,
yeah.
I don't know anybody that could see him and not say, well, that's one of the greatest actors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this from a young man in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand how his performance didn't get an award, like a bunch of awards. Mm-hmm. He stole that movie. He was incredible in it. And a lot of great performances in that movie. And he stole the show almost every scene he was in. He has done nothing but great work in his career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever seen a bad performance from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
But it took him being in The Revenant and being all, you know, grizzled and everything for him to actually get it taken seriously.
Yep.
And actually, even before that, it took Martin Scorsese to help him become serious or be taken seriously.
He was Howard Hughes. See, famous person.
Yes. Nice. Nicely done. I'm really excited about that. Should be interesting. But I have to admit, I'm much more excited about this. I've been dying to talk with you about this, Seth.
Okay.
A sequel to Spaceballs is in the works.
Oh, no.
Yes. Your Schwartz is as big as mine. Mel Brooks will produce it. He is not writing or directing it, but he is working on the script with the people. He's very hands-on with this. It's been about 37 years since Mel Brooks' classic Spaceballs hits theaters. So it's about to introduce the Star Wars parody to a new generation with a sequel. Not much is known about this yet, though, except, it'll be produced by Brooks for Amazon, and it'll star Josh Gad. The voice of Olaf in Frozen, mm-hmm. and many other movies.
Yes,
a very good young guy. I like him too. I'm a fan. The Spaceballs sequel will be the second time Brooks has revisited one of his films. Last year, he came out with History of the World Part 2, a series on Hulu that did very well. I don't know if it'll be good or not, and honestly, I don't care. I'm just happy. I'm just happy that Mel Brooks is still working, that Mel Brooks is still involved in the movies and everything.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
That his longevity is just really remarkable.
To his age to be doing this. And Mel Brooks is no stranger to late parodies or sequels. Both Spaceballs, Men with Tights came out almost a decade after the original movies came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of not...
Par for the course. Yeah.
It really is. I find that really interesting. I'm very excited about this. I've already told my agent that I want an audition for this. She's like, I don't know if we know anybody with that casting company. Find them. I've never been more direct with her in my career. You got an agent. You're just thankful that you have an agent.
Right, yeah.
I've been telling Aaron for at least 3 months now. Not that long, but like, hey, there's a certain projects that I would love to be involved mm-hmm. in. And as soon as this popped up, I'm like, you got to get me an audition for that. You have to. It's like, I've never heard you so direct. Like, this is serious. I want to be in Spaceballs too.
Go, come on, agent. Go out and agent.
Do your job. You're going to get paid from it. We wrap up with a kind of an interesting note. Inside Out 2 is up to 1.462 billion worldwide.
Billion or million?
Billion.
What?
Billion. Yeah.
Wow.
Inside Out 2 is up to 1.462 billion worldwide, making it the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
How about that?
The previous champ was Frozen 2 at 1.45 billion.
Okay.
So it's kind of blown it a little bit out of the water.
A little bit there. Wow.
Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, Super Mario Brothers movie in at number 3.
Not bad.
Frozen, the original Frozen mm-hmm. at number 4, and The Incredibles 2 at number 5, which is kind of interesting to see. That was some years back
that
one came out.
Wow.
Minions at number 6, Toy Story 4 at number 7, Toy Story 3 at number 8, Despicable Me at number 3, and Finding Dory at number 10.
Okay. All right.
It's an interesting list, but congratulations.
More sequels on that list. That's kind of surprising. But then the original films were very popular, but the hype with the sequels was even bigger. So I think that's why more people went to see it. Yeah.
And while you may be hesitant as a parent to bring your kids to the first one, by the second one, you know it's probably safe.
You've probably seen it on video at home, streaming.
It.
Yep. Yep.
Building up
the audience.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hang on to here. One of the greatest things the movie industry has done is the quicker to release.
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, you had to wait a year at least a year.
It seemed that way. I don't even know what actually was, but it was a long time.
Thank you for being detailed on that, because I shouldn't just throw that out there. But it did feel, at the least, it felt like a year before you saw these things. The quicker to video, the quicker to streaming, the quicker to download has only benefited the movie industry. Mm-hmm. And they need to spark on this. They need to see this.
Build an audience.
Yes, yes. You build an audience with the original films. Mm-hmm. So while I am not a fan of every sequel and every movie having a sequel,
right.
I don't think we need a Gone with the Wind 2, The Revenge. There's certain
Destruction of Jared Zinn.
There's certain movies you don't need to do that with. Other movies are almost built for having sequels, mm-hmm. in part because a new audience or bringing in a bigger audience. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's kind of cool to see, and boy, mm-hmm. does the movie industry need this. you're not going to see this slow down anytime soon, in part because of some of this. I think that's kind of interesting to see, and what we're doing, what's bringing people to movies.
Right, right. Let's see. Well-crafted stories with good performances. Maybe they should look into that.
It's a blueprint that I think we'll send Hollywood.
We give them a memo on that.
Seth and I are going to write up an email for Hollywood. We'll be back after our news break with more. We'll let you know how that went. The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
In a little bit, we're going to get into the, let's do this right now, Seth.
Okay.
I'm going to move this one around here because I think this is an interesting one. I want some time with it. You probably haven't made travel plans based on how friendly the locals are to outsiders in certain states, but that can have an impact on how your trip goes.
Oh, okay.
Newsweek has a ranking of all 50 states based on how friendly they are to tourists.
All right.
And according to the survey of travelers on social media, and if the states in the Northeast have a reputation for being rude, that won't help. Or this won't help.
Uh-oh.
New York was named the rudest state in America, followed by Arkansas, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Washington, New Hampshire, Nevada, Florida, and Rhode Island.
All coastal states are close to it, except for Arkansas.
Right, right.
But Wow, interesting.
No single area of the country dominated the friendliest states list, so there wasn't that southern hospitality, although a few southern states made it.
Okay.
But zero states in the Northeast made the cut. According to the results, the friendliest state in America is Minnesota.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Not surprising at all. The rest of the top 10 are Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming, Indiana, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting list.
That is an interesting list. That's kind of all over the place. Mm. I like that.
It does also speak to, it's not a coincidence that the majority of these states that are at the top of the friendliest list are also way at the top of the list of when it comes to economies, when it comes to having people visiting their state.
Quality of life, indexes kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've been, it's kind of funny. A lot of these surveys that we've been doing lately, Minnesota's come out in the top, or like Minneapolis, it's like the best city to visit kind of thing, and all these kind of things. I think that does have something to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and
having certain amenities and having, that kind of stuff. So
you're hearing a lot of people talk right now about, how do we get people into our state? How do we get people to move to this state? How do we get and I hear things like no taxes and these ideas that where they're trying too hard. They're trying too hard. This is not that difficult. Childcare. Minimum wage, housing. These are
pretty important.
Being dog friendly is bigger than we realize. Having recreational things for people to
Absolutely.
Do. These are things that people will move to a state for.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last things people are worrying about, and I'm not. This isn't my opinion, everybody. This is stats. This is facts for you. They don't care about taxes. They don't care.
Right.
You know who cares? Rich, 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 rich people.
Those are the ones that move to Texas because there's no income tax, right?
Yes.
That's the thing for them. That's the important thing. But
the majority of us are not filthy rich.
No.
There is almost no middle class anymore. So there's that factor. So people are not necessarily moving because, this state doesn't have taxes. I'm going to move there. understand that getting rid of taxes does not mean that you're going to have a bigger income. You're just going to be paying more on this, or more on this, or more on that. It is not as if the government in Texas and Florida is like, oh, we don't take money for anything.
Yeah, right.
You're still paying, man. I got friends in both of those states, and both those families will tell you they are paying.
Yeah, they're paying some way. They will still have to pay, and their infrastructure is terrible.
Now, if you happen to be listening to this and are a professional athlete, I get why you would want to live in Florida or Texas, but guess what? That's just for home games. Your away games, you are taxed on.
In that state. By the way, I don't know if people realize this. When you go to any sporting team, when you're playing in that state, you actually have to, part of your income, you have to pay the taxes on that, because that is a place you are working.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine how crazy their taxes are.
There truly is no such thing as this, you are not paying taxes. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't really exist. So the idea of that is one of the more far-fetched and sci-fi ideas I can think of. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what'll help Wisconsin? Let's have a no taxes.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense. Let's make sure the rich get richer. That's a great idea. Wonderful, wonderful idea. Let's see the science behind it. Oh, you don't have the data on that
There's
one?
Nothing
you don't
on
have
that.
Any data on that? You're just throwing that out there? Because a bunch of other people are. I mean, let's actually talk about what really could make things change. Again, childcare, better minimum wage, more housing.
Yep.
It's not rocket science.
You know, what we could do is use a state with, you know, I don't know, $4 billion sitting in the rainy day fund and use it that improves the quality of life for everybody.
Yeah.
What a concept. What a great idea.
And being a state that is welcoming to outsiders, that wants outsiders in its state. Mm-hmm. It might sound all well and good to, I just want Wisconsinites in this state. And I'm using Wisconsin as an example because we are in this state, but you could insert any name of any
exactly.
state. You just want the locals in there. Well, go ahead and try to see how a state does with no outside tax dollars, with no outsiders visiting their state,
without any tourism at all. Forget it.
It doesn't. You're not going to make it.
No,
I don't care if you are the size of Idaho, or I mean, the size of Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it as a state. It's vital for these things.
Yep.
And all those states that we mentioned that are on the unfriendly list are all desperate to get people to move to them, including New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason New York City is in the problem it is in is not just that that they have too many people in that city. It's so many people that are leaving. The people that are leaving have bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And they're going to other states. And
where they can actually afford to live.
Yes. Yes.
Not anyone lives in New York City. It's so expensive.
It's so expensive. So interesting list, and interesting to see how this goes, especially in a political year, in a voting year. And everything.
Yeah.
If you're wondering how other states ranked, let's see here. Let's take a look. You can find this at Newsweek.com. Illinois came in 14th on the rankings.
Okay.
And what about Wisconsin? Wisconsin might surprise you, actually. It finished 26th in
right
the rankings.
Right in the middle.
And we could do better. We could be better. We can do better on that one.
Wisconsin's got a lot of great places to go. It's got a lot of all this lovely a natural resource. You know, the natural landscape in Wisconsin is gorgeous. It's got all these cool things around here. I think Wisconsin should be a little bit higher than that.
I might be a little biased because of how much I do truly love this state. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I think that Wisconsin has a lot more to offer than the majority in the union. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, well, take your pick. Do you want to go outdoors? Do you want to go hunting? Do you want to just go for a good hike or any of these things? Let me introduce you to the whole northern part of Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Would you like some culture? You want to go ahead and see a great play or see a great symphony or something like that? Let me introduce you to Milwaukee and Madison. There's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Food, we got that covered up and down the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much about this state to like. It's part of the reason why I'm not barking to complain. I'm barking because I want change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I bark. I don't want a soapbox. I would rather be on here and just talking silly all the time and making a fool of myself. But these are important things, and these are important times. And if you truly love a state, you understand that it's not perfect, and it needs us to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make it better.
We can.
We just got to work together on this.
We do.
And certainly, I guess be a lot more be a lot nicer to each other.
Let's be nicer. Come on,
to each other. Do the opposite of
it's
New York.
It's the Packer thing, man. It just makes them act weird. I don't know. I'm all riled up.
Don't blame them. Don't blame. If I was a Packer fan, I'd be the same way. 100% I'd be the same way. We will get to our last time out of the hour. We'll come back and take you to the top of the hour on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go.
Little Velvet Fog to play Seth and I in as we take you to the top of the hour. Get into our schedule in a little bit. Got some local good stories of the day we want to touch on as well. A lot of great things going on Thursdays here in Wisconsin Rapids, everybody. But we start with ice baths. They are apparently all the rage right now. Or what they're being referred to as cold water immersion is supposed to help with inflammation, focus, and exercise recovery. So a lot of stars and certainly a lot of athletes have done this over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I even did this back at my old days at East in football. We did this. So, I mean, even on a junior high level, they were doing this for a very long time.
Yeah, it's not a new thing.
No,
it's been going on for a long time.
But it's much more become a newer thing for people, just everyday people, it's if you will, kind of to thing, do yeah. this. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have the space or the money for one. So here's a question. Could a really cold shower do the same thing? Someone talked to doctors and other experts about it, and the answer is maybe some of the same benefits.
Oh, okay.
Maybe all some. Right. There haven't been a ton of studies on it yet, but one in 2022 found people reported lower stress levels when they took minute-long cold showers every day. At least one expert thinks cold showers could also improve blood flow, and there's some evidence that it could boost your immune system as well.
Hmm.
That said, ice baths have also, you know, hurt and killed people before. It spikes your blood pressure and your heart rate when you first get in, and that can happen with cold showers too. So people with heart issues and other conditions should talk to a doctor first. As always, I mean, we've heard this our whole lives, talk to a doctor first no matter what we're talking about.
Exactly.
I mean, even if we're just talking about something that doesn't even have to do with your health and body and everything, not a bad idea to check in with your doctor first.
Hey, doc, should I do this timeshare?
Hey, doc, I was looking at this place in Florida. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, I get it 3 months a year. I can't help you with that. What are you talking about?
I'm a doctor.
If you do try it, experts say start slow. Ease into it by using lukewarm water first and making it colder. And don't stay in too long. 15 to 30 second bursts are a good way to start. Then up it to 15 seconds every few weeks.
Okay.
So you want to take your time with this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just jump right in.
Right.
And your body parts will thank you for this. Be careful out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to get into an ice. No, no.
I think for some obvious reasons, there's a handful of us that really don't like the idea of this. I will say, too, though, not only talking to a doctor or looking into this one, but finding out, okay, if that doesn't work, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged by the medical field being much more about options and not just you have to do this.
Right.
But, hey, there are these alternatives.
Sure.
I'm hearing more and more of that. And I've been to the doctor a couple of times in the last couple of months.
Recently.
And I've been very encouraged by that and seeing that. So if you are going, when you are going to your doctor to ask about this, keep in mind that if they don't give suggestions, be sure to ask, hey, well, what could I do? What would be beneficial to me and my body? Because I do think that there are some benefits to this. And I lastly want to encourage people, if you are looking for a palate cleanser, you are looking for something funny to watch today. I was always a big fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. The last days of me watching wrestling were at his prime and everything.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of Stone Cold. And I think that Steve Austin has proven he's not just a tough guy on the ring. He's an actual tough guy. He's actually very strong, and he's been through the ringer. A lot of neck injuries, a lot of different things that he has bounced back from and played hurt during. So this is a tough human being.
Mm-hmm.
He does a podcast, and he's taken a video of him getting into an ice bath, and he hadn't done this before. And he's getting his feet in, and immediately, the reason I'm not playing the audio for you, everybody, is because I can't. There are some swear words in there, and he's admitted this and owned all this and everything. It's part of what I like about him, is he's very self-deprecating.
Yep.
Like, I shouldn't have recorded that. I should not have put that on social media. He's getting, oh, I don't know, I'm going to try. And he goes in, and he's like, at first, he's like, I'm going to try it for a minute. And he gets his feet in, like, well, we're going to try this 30 seconds. Oh, it gets down to 15. It's hilarious. It's funny. And it also shows you of what almost I don't want to say what not to do, but a little bit of, well, okay, well, don't do it necessarily this way.
That's right.
You got, you know, don't, you know, you gotta play this out. Actually, in some ways, he did do it right. He didn't plan on doing it right, but he was in there for like 15, 20 and got out.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the way they tell you to start out with this if you haven't done it before. And it's a hilarious video.
Yeah.
There you go. Check that out, everybody.
That's good.
We got to get to our palate cleanser, our personal palate cleanser, which is, of course, our schedule and our good stories of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up after us, you got Matt Nair on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Nair on air. Oh, sorry, Greg.
He'll get on you for that.
Yeah, join Jane and Greg for that. It's a great time. Great show. Great, great show. They do such an amazing job, not only keeping you informed, but having a lot of fun.
Very entertaining, yes.
Yeah, one of the most entertaining things on our network. And keep in mind as well, Director's Cut this week will feature Jane and Greg.
Yes, it will.
That's pretty cool.
That's finally get to play that. It's
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. More on that tomorrow as we get into our weekend lineup. And then Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join us for that. One of the voices of Civic and one of the more important voices we have in our network. And that's saying something because we got nothing but great people at this company.
Yep.
And then from 4 to 5, join us for Midday Magazine.
Normally.
Because today, let's play two, an Ernie Banks special. The Rafters will be in action. Our pregame will start at 3:50. The boys of summer are up at Lakeshore for both games. After that first game ends, about 6:20 is where we're hoping to start game two. So Rafter baseball on your radio dial all afternoon, all night tonight. That just feels good to say.
Twi-night doubleheader. I love it.
Keep in mind tomorrow, another doubleheader, which also means no Midday Magazine for Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
The boys of summer, same time frame, late 3:50 start time for the game one, 6:20, hopefully game two.
Yep.
That also means no playmakers on Friday, everybody.
And they're going to need ice baths after that. Doubleheaders in back-to-back days. Woo, those guys are going to be sore.
One more time, I did want to say a shout-out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center. They got trucks, large variety of trucks, from a small SUV to a work truck. They got them all. Stop out there today and drive home in a new truck. Visit our friends over at 3277 State Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids and find out more at tjsauto.net. And if you noticed, if you're a business out there, I mentioned TJ's multiple times during this hour, even though contractually we only have to mention them in one segment.
That's right.
I do that because we want to support those that support us, and we want you to be a part of the greatest team in radio. Call our advertising team. Give us a call at our front desk, 424-1300. We need a sponsor for the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm.
We got Seth Faces and Music to use as sponsor. All kinds of great things, everybody. Join the team and be like TJ's Auto and Collision Center and buy local support those that support us. Did want to shout out Woodpecker and our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Check out all of these great pets at swchs.com and follow them on social media and spread the word about the great things they're doing. Going on right now, great event, Seth.
It's the Downtown Farmers Market. It happens every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 2. So like James says, it's going on right now down at 220 First Avenue South. They have it all closed off there. And make sure you get down there. I have been seeing it hopping the last couple. I mean, summer. It's a staple of summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. So make sure you head on down there, everybody. Check it out. All kinds of goodies down there, including lots of good food. Egg rolls, everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had egg rolls down there now. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite egg rolls.
And, of course, lunch by the river going on at 11:30 to 1. Join us at Veterans Memorial Park for a wonderful time. Got about a month left of these. We're going to take them in. Enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some great stuff going on over there today. Keep in mind that going on is entertainment from Jackson Taylor. That's going to be fun.
Oh, cool.
Got a lot of good food trucks down there like Rock Rococo, Chatterbox, Jamaican Kitchens, all kinds of cool stuff. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Buy local, support local, and have a good time at Lunch by the River. Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Seth, we've got a couple of other events going on today. Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor are going to be performing as they do every first and third Thursday of the month. They'll be going on 2 to 4 over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South. And the boys are going to have to save some energy because they're also going to be performing tonight at McMillan Library from 6:30 to 8 in their Fine Arts Center.
Nice. They're monthly at the library, yes.
Support those that support us and buy local and support local and support the local arts, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check out Four on the Floor, one of the best bands you're going to see.
Yes.
We got some great stuff coming up this weekend, Seth. One of our favorite friends over at Historic Point Boss got a great event.
They do. They've got their yearly Whodunit coming up, everyone, on Saturday from 2 to 5. Tempered Truths a murder mystery whodunit. Over the years, Point Boss has gained a reputation as a fine place to get work. This was probably the reason Walter Franklin and Ellis Crystal each found their way to town. Little did they know, their presence would be met with mystery. Sam, the village blacksmith, a man loved almost as much as his no-nonsense attitude as out of necessity, has been found murdered. Dun, sheriff dun, dun. Falk is naturally convinced Walter, Sam's new apprentice, is to blame. Will you confirm the sheriff's suspicion or end up uncovering a deeper plot to clear this newcomer's name? Admission is $5 for adults, $2 for students. It's up to you to figure out who done it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
Always fun for that.
Shout out to all the volunteers, all the actors, mm-hmm. and all the people that are in that one. And the Family Center's fourth annual Touch a Truck event going on July 27th, this Saturday, mm-hmm. from 11:30 to 3 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. All kinds of cool vehicles. Wood County armored vehicles, ATVs, police cars, Lifelink helicopter, RVs, ambulances, all cool stuff that you can touch and check out. Mm-hmm. There'll be tractor rides, rides in a water and light bucket, kid games, raffle, family-friendly event for everybody, and a great opportunity for you to support those that needed maybe the most in our community over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. If you heard the VOCA cuts and some of these things,
yes,
this is our opportunity to help those that have had our back. Let's have theirs. Take in the Family Center's fourth annual Touch a Truck event this Saturday over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club from 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. Great show today, Seth.
It was a good one.
This was a lot of fun. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have the James gang, as you call it, back. Melissa and Seth will be with us to get you ready for your weekend right here at...
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.